The recession's officially over, but unemployment's expected to remain high for some time. Many employers are still reluctant to hire, so states are offering incentives through a program that helps companies pay for worker training. A company in Saukville, north of Milwaukee, called Matrix Packaging Machinery, used the funds to hire three employees, says Comptroller Darcy Johnson.
We could have hired from someone in the newspaper, some applicants that had come in that maybe were a little less qualified. I think the people that we did actually hire through that program were more qualified, more skilled, and had actually been laid off for more than 2 years.
Wisconsin Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman says the state has added 32,000 jobs since last December. However, it lost 180,000 jobs since the recession began. Speaking before colleagues at a Madison conference, Gassman says despite the lingering effects of the recession, there are signs of recovery.
Our labor market economists call it the tortoise recovery. It's slow, but they believe it's sturdy. It's slow but steady. It's a tortoise recovery.
Workforce officials say states still need on-the-job training funds. A bill before a Congressional Labor Committee would allow state workforce development officials to use 10% of the federal employment money given to them specifically for job training. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.